events happened. 啊, Since one event led to the other.
啊, 不是很长的时间, 啊, 但是也不是一年两年。
13 years isn't a very long time, but it's not short either.
在这整个过程里头, 啊, 我们也可以看到耶稣他仍然继续不断地
And throughout this whole process, we can see Joseph continued to be obedient.
他顺服神的教训,
he obeyed God's commandments.
他能够对人忠心,
and he was loyal to men.
所以呢, 神就不断地在他的身上有工作,
so God continued to perform his work on him.
所以人就看到 不可能的事情成为可能。
So then people saw the impossibles happened.
所以在顺服的当中, 我们要看到神在动工。
So we will see God's work in the midst of obedience.
再请看约翰福音第二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章第五节。
John chapter 2 verse 5.
耶稣的母亲对佣人说, 他告诉你们什么, 你们就做什么。
His mother said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it.
这是主耶稣还有他的母亲以及耶稣的门徒他们参加一次的婚宴。
So Jesus' mother, Jesus and his disciples were invited to a wedding.
看起来耶稣的母亲跟这一家人, 是好像是很熟悉。
And it seems that the mother was a close friend to the bride and groom.
看起来这个主耶稣的母亲好像是在帮这个家庭在做这个帮忙他们管理这个宴席的事情。
And it seems that his mother was helping to take care of the details during the wedding.
结果在这个宴席的当中发现说没有酒了。
And in the midst of the wedding, they found out that they ran out of wine.
这在当时 似乎是一件很 让人觉得这个 很尴尬的事情。
And at that time, it's a rather unfortunate event.
那一下子 哪来的酒？
At that precise moment of time, where can they find wine?
耶稣这个玛利亚呢, 她知道 需要有耶稣的工作。
Mary knew that this required the work from Jesus.
所以第五节, 耶稣就对佣人说, 等一下, 这个耶稣告诉你们什么, 你们就照着做。
So in verse 5, his mother told us this, the servants, whatever he says to you, do it.
第六节,
verse 6,
照犹太人洁净的规矩, 有6口石缸摆在那里, 每口可以剩2-3桶水。
Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone according to the manner of purification of the Jews containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece.
第七节,耶稣对佣人说,把缸倒满了水,他们就倒满了直到缸口。
Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled it up to the brim.
那耶稣就告诉他们,你们要怎么做。
So Jesus told them what to do.
那这些佣人呢,他们真的就照耶稣所吩咐的去做。
And the servants followed what Jesus told them to do.
第八节,耶稣又说,现在可以摇出来,送给管筵席的,他们就送了去。
Verse 8, he said to them, draw some out now and take it to the master of feast, and they took it.
现在将这个缸里的水摇出来,要送去给
So they drew out some water out of the pot and gave it to the master of feast.
那这些佣人他就照着做，他们没有问什么，也没有怀疑什么。And
the servants didn't question anything and just followed the orders.
事实上，他们也真的不能做什么。And
there is nothing they can do.
但是他们就很单纯的顺服的照主耶稣的吩咐去做。But
they were simple and they just followed whatever Jesus told them to.
那这个就是耶稣在那里所行的一个神迹。
So this was a miracle performed by Jesus where water turned into wine.
就解决了当时所发生的这个问题。
And this solved this problem they had.
耶稣他们看这个玛利亚看到了耶稣所做的工作。
And Mary saw the work from Jesus Christ.
所以在顺服的当中我们可以得着神的动工。
So amidst obedience, we can see work of God.
再请看约翰福音第九章。
Let's turn to John chapter 9.
约翰福音九章第六节。
John chapter 9 verse 6。
这里讲到有一个生来就瞎眼的人。
Here there was a man who was born blind。
在那个时代，从来没有过一个生来就瞎眼的人眼睛能够明亮。
At that time, there was no one who was born blind could see again。
如果能够有的话，就是神在他们当中神动了工。
If it were to happen, it's the work of God。
那他们都是拜神的人，他们相信神有这样的能力。
They all worship God and they all believe that God has this ability。
当然，这个瞎眼的人，他是最希望自己能够看见。
And of course, the blind men wanted to receive sight the most earnestly。
我们请看九章第六节。
Let's turn to John chapter 9 verse 6。
耶稣说了这话，就吐唾沫在地上，用唾沫和泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上。
When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva. He anointed the eye of the blind man with the clay.
主耶稣也怜悯这一个人。
Jesus Christ had mercy on this person.
主耶稣愿意在这个人身上来动工。
And he was willing to perform a work on this person.
这次主耶稣用了一个不一样的方法。
And this time he used a different method.
正常的人一定不会接受耶稣的这种做法。
And normally people might not be able to accept what Jesus did.
第七节。
Verse 7.
对他说，你往希罗亚池子里去洗，希罗亚翻出来就是奉差遣，他去一洗，回头就看见了。
And he said to him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated to sent. So he went and washed and come back seeing.
第六节，耶稣的那一个举动，对一般人来讲是很不可思议的。
What Jesus did in verse 6 is unbelievable to a lot of people.
但耶稣做了这件事情，他继续吩咐这个瞎眼的人说，你到希罗亚池子去洗。
But after he did it, he asked the person to go wash in the pool of Siloam.
对一个眼睛明亮的人做这一个事情，可能很容易。
It might be easy for a person who can't see to do this.
但是对一个瞎眼人，主耶稣却要他做这一件事情。
But Jesus Christ wanted this blind man to do it.
他可能还要请求别人带他去。
He might need to ask someone else to lead him to this pool.
或许那是他所熟悉的一个地方，他要自己，他能够自己去。
Or perhaps it was a place that he knew and he could go there himself.
但是要去的时候，他还是瞎眼的。
But when he went to the pool, he was blind.
他可以决定去或者不去。
He had the choice whether to go to the pool or not.
但是他照着主耶稣所吩咐的，他到那一个池子去，把眼睛洗一洗。
He did according to what Jesus Christ told him and went and washed his eyes.
结果真的，耶稣就在他身上动工，他就看见了。
And the end result is that Jesus Christ performed work on him and he could see.
所以神什么时候动工不是我们可以知道的。
So we do not know the hour of when God will perform his work.
但是从圣经这些例子，我们可以确定的就是我们如何来得到神的动工。
But from these examples in the Bible, we can see what we need to do in order to have God's work.
我已经讲过了，生活当中有很多的层面，我们需要神的动工。
I've mentioned before that in many aspects of our lives, we need the work of God.
比如说我们的事业。
For one, our career.
当然，我们信仰的目的不是只是为了神祝福我们的事业。
Of course, the goal of our faith is not so that God can bless our career.
但是如果我们的事业能够有神动工，这个恩上加恩，为何有何不可？
But if Jesus Christ, or if God were to perform work in our career, wouldn't that be even greater?
曾经有一个弟兄他跟我分享。
A brother once shared with me.
他的事业做得很顺利，很成功。
He was excelling in his career.
那其实他也是一个信仰灵性很好的人。
He was a person with good faith.
他并不是只是求神祝福他的事业。
He wasn't here just to ask God for a blessing in his career.
但是神却让他恩上加恩，让他属灵生活 非常的完美，而事业也非常的成功。
But God gave him blessing upon blessing, so that he was excelling both spiritually and in his work.
那有一天他就跟我讲说，其实啊，这个秘诀是很简单的。
And one time he told me, it's the trick is very simple.
他说我真的感觉到这个神在我的事业上面也在动工。
I truly feel that God is working in my career.
是的。他也非常努力于他的事业。
Of course, he put in effort.
有哪一个做事业的人他不努力呢？
There is no businessman that's not hardworking.
但是他也很深刻的感啊体验到说神在他事业上动工。
But he could also feel the work of God helping him.
那他告诉我说秘诀是什么？
So he told me there's a trick.
那个 secret.
There's a secret.
他说啊，我就是很看重安息日。
And the secret is to place great importance on Sabbath.
他说我就是很注重这个十一间。
And on tithe.
不是，奉献十分之一。
Tithe.
对 tithe 啊。他说其实啊，我的感觉就是我很努力，很专注于遵守。这两个教训。
So I'm very focused on these two.
那这两件事情，说实在的，真的并不是那么的困难。
And truly, to keep these two ordinances, it's not very difficult.
那因为他顺服神，遵守他的教训，他就看到神也在他的事业上来动工。
But because he obeyed God and followed his commandments, he was able to see the work of God in his business.
我们的家庭生活也需要神来动工。
In our family life, we also need the work of God.
那做父母亲的这个儿女是我们的产业。
As parents, children are our inheritance.
做父母亲的都在儿女的各方面很用心的来带领照顾自己的儿女。
As parents, we try to take care of every aspect for our kids.
那做父母亲的常常也会很在意自己儿女这个属灵的状况。
As parents, we also care about the spirituality of our kids.
那所以在带领、在养育自己的儿女，常常也是需要神的动工。
So we often need the work of God to help us in guiding our children.
那曾经就有一对父母亲他们讲他们的感想。
There were parents who were sharing.
他们的儿女已经长大成人，成家立业了。
Their parents were, their children were already grown up and had families of their own.
所以已经确定说他们算是这个很成功的把儿女栽培长大。
So they have.It was proven that they've brought up their children successfully.
那在回想这个过程里头，他们就有一件事情，他们印象很深刻。
As they recall the process, they have this, the one thing jumped out.
为什么他们能够这样子很感谢神的把儿女这样子养育长大成人
？So how is it possible that they can raise up their children within the Lord?
就是在他们的儿女，一个是差不多少年般的年纪，一个在初级般的年纪的时候。
So while their children were, one was in E2 and the other one was in around J1.
那时候教会在推行这个家庭崇拜。
And the church were pushing for a family altar at home.
他们就接受这个教会的这种勉励，他们真的就在家庭里头，每个礼拜选择一天的晚上来做这个家庭的崇拜。
So they've accepted this encouragement, and they started to worship at home one night every week.
当时教会只是这样子鼓励推行，但是也没有提供任何的可用的材料给这个父母亲。
At that time, the church encouraged to have this family altar, but there was no curriculum.
所以呢，他们这对父母亲他们就很用心的去找一些材料。
So the parents went out to find resources on their own.
他们去跟教会借了这个宗教教义的课本。
They borrowed the RE textbooks from church.
知道自己的儿女在宗教教义的课程里头，他们到底在上些什么
？So that they know what their kids are learning in their RE classes.
所以他们想说配合宗教教义的课程，他们来举行这个家庭崇拜。
And their family altar would be a supplement to what they've learned.
那这样有了一个方向之后，那么做起来就蛮顺利的。
And now that they've found this direction, they had an easier task.
那这样子日积月累的，以后他们回头看，他们觉得说这件事情对整个家庭生活带来很大的帮助。
And they did this week after week, and now looking back, they believe that this helped greatly for their children.
那这个也是很简单，就接受教会的勉励，顺服教会的带领，他们就得到神的动工。
And this was very simple, that they followed the guidance from church, and the work of God was performed on their family.
所以顺服神有时候并不是那么的困难。
So it's not very difficult to obey God.
有时候在这个分享或者听到的时候，我们听见了什么信息，我们接受，我们去实行，这就等于顺服神。
So during sharing or sermon, when we hear certain message and we obeyed and did it, then we're obeying God.
我们如何得着神的动工？
How do we receive the work of God?
第二件事情就是，当我们知道谦卑的时候，神就动工。
The second thing is to be humble. When we are humble, then the work of God performs.
我们请看耶伯记三十二章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 32.
耶伯在神在人的眼中是义人，是大好人。
Job was a righteous person in front of God and in front of men.
那所以当耶伯遭遇了这个很大的苦难的时候，周遭的人，他的好朋友想要来帮助他。
So when Job met with this great tribulation, his friends tried to come and help him.
那要帮助耶伯的耶伯的遭遇，耶伯这样的遭遇，你要帮助他，其实是很困难的。
When Job was in that situation, it was very difficult to help him.
尤其没有人知道为什么会有这样的事情。
Especially because no one knew why this happened.
那也需要神来动工，才能够真的帮得了耶伯。
So they needed God's work to help Job.
我们请看耶伯记三十二章第四节。
Let's turn to Job chapter 32, verse 4.
第四节，以利户要与耶伯说话，就等候他们，因为他们比自己年老。
Now, because they were years older than he, Elihu had waited to speak to Job.
那有耶伯的三个朋友，他们要来帮助耶伯。
There were three friends of Job who came to try to help him.
那另外有一个人，就是这个以利户。他也想要帮助耶伯。
And there was another person, this Elihu, who wanted also to help Job.
那以利户发现说，另外三个人年纪比他大。
And Elihu saw that the other three were older than him.
那所以这个以利户啊，他就很谦卑的等这三个人把他们的话讲完。
So Elihu was humble and waited for these three men to finish their speech.
第五节。
Verse 5.
以利户见这三个人口中无话回答，就怒气发作。
When Elihu saw that there was no answer in the mouth of these three men, his wrath was aroused.
这个以利户终于轮到他可以来讲话了。
So it was his turn to speak.
所以以利户就开始讲话。
So he started to speak.
那就是这四个人他们都要帮助耶伯。
All four of these men wanted to help Job.
那耶伯他一直希望说神能够出面跟他讲个清楚。
Job wanted God to appear and explain himself.
因为人都是用推测的。
Because all men can do is guess.
听起来是对的，但是不适用于耶伯的身上。
What they have said are true, but they are not applicable to what happened to Job.
所以耶伯没有办法接受这三个人对他的这些建议。
So Job wasn't able to accept what the three friends had said.
最好的方法就是神当面，神出面来跟耶伯对话。
The easiest way would be for God to appear and to talk with Job.
但是在整个过程里头，神都一直没有出现。
But God did not appear during this whole during the past the whole event.
所以既然神没有出现，就没有神的工作，耶伯就没有办法得到帮助。
Since God did not appear, then there's no work from God. Then Job cannot receive his any help.
那但是当这个以利户他说了话之后，神就出现了。
After Elihu spoke, God appeared.
请看耶伯记三十八章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 38.
三十八章第一节。
Verse 1.
那时神在旋风中回答耶伯。
Then Job answered Job out of the whirlwind.
所以这个是一个转折点。
So this was a turning point.
神出面了。
God appeared.
那神为什么会出面？
Why did God appear?
因为有这个谦卑的以利户。
It was because of this humbled Elihu.
那耶伯，神既然出面了，耶伯就真的得到帮助了。
And since God appeared, Job received the help he needed.
那神如何在耶伯的身上来动工？
So how did the Lord perform his work on Job?
也是当耶伯他知道谦卑的时候。
It's when Job knew to humble as well.
当我们在读耶伯跟他的朋友的对话里头，有时候我们会觉得说耶伯这一个人是有点自意或者骄傲。
When we read about the conversations between Job and his friends, we sometimes feel that Job was very proud.
所以在那个过程，在那样的情况之下，神没有出现。
And God did not appear when he was proud.
那当耶伯谦卑下来了，这个神的工作就在他身上来彰显。
But when Job humbled, then the work of God started to work.
好，我们请看耶伯记四十二章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 42.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节、第二节。
1 and 2.
耶伯回答神说：“我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻。
”And Job answered the Lord and said, "I know that you can do everything, and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you."
第三节，谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的是我不明白的。这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。
You ask, who is this who hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have uttered what I did not understand. Things are too wonderful for me, which I did not know.
本来耶伯是说我所讲的是有理的。
In the beginning, Job said, what I said is logical.
但是这里说，对人来讲是有理的，但是事实上在神的面前，我不晓得我在说什么。
But here he admits that in front of God, I did not understand what I said.
第四节，求你听我，我要说话，我问你，求你指示我。
In verse 4, listen please and let me speak. He said, I will question you and you shall answer me.
所以耶伯的口气都转变了。
So Job has changed his tone.
第五节，我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
Verse 5, I have heard of you by hearing of ear, but now my eye sees you.
第六节，因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
6. Therefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes.
神也都没有告诉耶伯到底发生了什么事情，为什么你会发生这些事情。
God did not explain to Job what happened and why it happened to him.
但是这些都已经不需要了。
But the explanation was no longer necessary.
耶伯已经进一步的来认识了神。
Job was able to understand God even better.
他所有的事情他都能够他都能够不在那边心里头在那边挣扎着。
He was no longer struggling with what had happened.
不但这样子，他还能够缓过来帮助他的三个朋友。
Not only that, he was able to turn around and help the three friends.
他这三个朋友其实也需要有神在他们身上工作。
The three friends also needed work of God on them.
我们请看第十节，四十二章第十节。
Let's turn to chapter 42, verse 10.
耶伯为他的朋友祈祷，主就使耶伯从苦境转回，并且主赐给他的比他从前所有的加倍。
And the Lord restored Job's loss when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as he had before.
当有更多的人谦卑下来的时候，就看到了神在动工。
When more, even more people humbled, then we can see even greater work from God.
耶伯的朋友得到了医治，耶伯本身也得到了医治。
Job's friends were healed, and Job was healed as well.
所以我们是需要神的动工。
So we need God's work in our lives.
如何得到神的动工？
How do we receive the work of God?
当我们知道谦卑的时候。
When we are humbled.
再请看马太福音十五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 15.
马太福音十五章。
Matthew chapter 15.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
耶稣离开那里，退到推罗西顿的境内去。
Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon.
主耶稣也曾经到过外邦的地方。
Jesus Christ once went to the land of Gentile.
主耶稣所去的地方都有主耶稣的目的。
And he always had a purpose wherever he went.
二十二节，有一个迦南妇人从那地方出来，喊着说：“主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我，我的女儿被鬼附着。”
22, behold, a woman of Canaan came out from that region and cried on to him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed.
一个非犹太人的妇人，她竟然也知道要 呼喊耶稣为大卫的子孙。
A non-Jewish woman knew to call him son of David.
23节。
Verse 23.
耶稣却一言不答，门徒近前来求他说：“这妇人在我们后头喊叫，请打发她走吧。”
But he answered him not a word, and his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us."
看起来耶稣好像不理这一个人。
It seems that Jesus was ignoring her.
但是主耶稣是刻意来到这个地方，让这一个人遇见。
But actually, Jesus Christ came here to meet her.
所以有时候主耶稣做的事情，从表面上来看，是不合人的逻辑。
So sometimes what Jesus did seems illogical to us.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
耶稣说：“我奉差遣不过是到以色列家迷失的羊那里去。”
But he answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel."
耶稣要帮助的是所谓以色列迷失的羊。
The people that he wanted to help were the lost sheep of Israel.
但是耶稣是来到这外邦的地方。
But Jesus Christ came to this Gentile land.
二十五节。
25.
那妇人来拜他说：“主啊，帮助我。”
Then she came and worshipped and saying, "Lord, help me."
但是这位妇女呢，无论如何，她还是来到了主耶稣的面前。
This woman came before Jesus.
二十六节，她回答说：“不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。”
26. But he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs."
主耶稣所讲的话看起来越来越不像主耶稣。
What Jesus said does not seem like his normal behavior.
他竟用这样子来有点是一种对这位妇女简直是一种侮辱。
What he said is pretty shameful for the woman.
因为他把这位妇女比喻成就像狗一样。
Because he basically called the woman a dog.
二十七节。
27.
妇人说：“主啊，不错，但是狗也吃他主人桌子上掉下来的碎渣儿。”
And she said, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table."
这一位妇女她的反应却是。更加的谦卑。
So the reaction from this woman, it was even humbler.
因为她需要主耶稣在他们的身上来动工。
Because she needed the work of God.
她需要主耶稣的恩典。
She needed mercy from God.
她不敢奢望很大的恩典。
She did not dare to ask for too much mercy.
她非常的谦卑只要碎渣儿对她来讲就够了。
She was very humble and she said even crumbs is enough.
二十八节，耶稣说：“妇人，你的信心是大的，照你所要的，给你成全了吧。”从那时候，她的女儿就好了。
Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour.
真的，主耶稣在他们的身上来动工了。
Jesus Christ has performed work on them.
这位妇女得到主耶稣的怜悯不是因为她跟主耶稣辩论，她赢了。
This woman was able to receive mercy from God, from Jesus Christ, not because she argued and won.
如果是今天的话，我们很有可能是跟主耶稣来理论一下。
Today, maybe we want to argue with God.
算了，我不用你的怜悯。
Fine, I don't need your mercy.
但是呢，我要讨回一个公道。
But I want justice.
如果是这样子的话，永远没有办法来得到神的动工。
If so, we will not see the work of God.
当我们知道谦卑的时候，我们能够得到神的动工。
But when we humble ourselves, then we can see the work of God happening.
在什么时候，我们如何来得到神的动工？
When and how can we receive the work of God?
就是在我们尽力之后。
It's when we've done everything we can.
请看约翰福音十一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 11.
我们常常会认为说，如果是神要成全的事情，他就一定会成全。
Sometimes we might think that if God wanted, if it's God's will, it will happen.
所以你这样做那样做，最后神都是照他的意思成全的。
So no matter what we do, God will just let His will be done.
但是问题，我们不是神。
But the problem is we are not God.
我们是人。
We're a human being.
但我们要去明白神如何来得到神的动工。
We need to understand how to receive the work of God.
那我们所看到的是人的本分，人要去尽，人要尽力了。
What we see is that we need to do everything that we can in our power.
不是等在那里，神要成全的，他自然会成全。
We cannot just wait there and see God's will be done.
我们从圣经的很多例子来看到，是在人尽力之后。神动工。
You can see from many biblical examples where people did everything they could, and then God's work started.
好，我们请看约翰福音十一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 11.
十一章第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节，他的姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣，说：“主啊，你所爱的人病了。”
Therefore, the sisters sent to him, saying, "Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick."
第四节，耶稣听见就说：“这病不至于死，乃是为要神。”为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
When Jesus heard that, he said, "The sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it."
这是主耶稣所行的一个很大的神迹叫死了四天的拉撒路复活。
This was a great miracle performed by Jesus Christ, where Lazarus, who died for 4 days, was resurrected from the death.
当拉撒路病重的时候
，When Lazarus was gravely ill.
他的两个姐姐就真的是一定很紧张的，赶快去要把主耶稣找来。
His sister sent urgently for Jesus Christ to come.
主耶稣知道他会死。
Jesus Christ knew that he would die.
那主耶稣也定义要叫他从死里复活。
And Jesus Christ has predetermined that he will be resurrected.
但是主耶稣也刻意的迟延了四天才过去。
But Jesus Christ purposely postponed to arrive there 4 days later.
那在这个四天里头，这一家人尤其玛利亚跟马大他们是非常的着急，他们做了很大的很多的努力。
And in these 4 days, especially for Martha and Mary, they did everything they could.
那到最后，主耶稣甚至是叫他从坟墓里头出来。
And at the end, Jesus Christ called him out of the tomb.
他们真的有神在他们的身上来动工。
Jesus, the work of God was performed in their life.
他们是如何得到神的动工呢
？So how did they receive this work?
我们应该从人的这一个层面来看。
We should see it from the human perspective.
他们做了很多的努力，做了很多的事情。
They did everything they could. They did a lot of things.
然后就得到了主耶稣的动工。
And then the work of God was performed.
我们不是从主耶稣的层面来看。
We don't see from Jesus Christ's perspective.
主耶稣要做的事情，他一定会成就。
Jesus Christ will do the will of God.
这个是对的。
This is true.
但是从人的层面来看，我们是一定要尽我们的本分，尽我们的努力。
But from the human perspective, all we can do is do our best.
圣经里头，主耶稣医治了很多人。
In the Bible, it recorded that Jesus Christ healed a lot of people.
那几乎每一个人都是尽了他们的努力。
And Almost every single one of them did their best, did everything they could.
他们得到神的同工。
So they received the work of God.
好，我们再请看马可福音第二章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 2. Only Jesus Christ can heal leprosy.
那主耶稣也常常愿意来怜悯可怜这样的人。
And Jesus Christ often showed his mercy on these people.
主耶稣愿意来医治他们。
And Jesus Christ was willing to heal them.
我们请看马可福音第一章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 1.
第一章第四十节。
Verse 40.
四十节有一个长大麻风的来求耶稣向他跪下说你若肯必能叫我洁净。
Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him, and saying to him, If you are willing, you can make me clean.
一般的人来到主耶稣面前，常常不是那么困难。
For most people, it's not very difficult to come before Christ.
但是这是一个长大麻风的，他来到主耶稣的面前。
But this is a leper, and he came before Jesus Christ.
他是下了很大的决心，尽了很大的努力，才能够到主耶稣的面前。
Only if he made a great determination and tried with great effort, can he come before Christ?
主耶稣当然知道有这样的一个人。
And of course, Jesus Christ knew that there is this leper.
主耶稣当然已经决定了他要医治这个人。
And he has decided that he will heal this person.
但是主耶稣并没有主动的到他面前。
But Jesus Christ did not take the initiative to go before him.
当然有时候主耶稣是主动的到人的面前。
There are other times where Jesus Christ approached people.
但是这一次主耶稣是让他很努力的才来到主耶稣面前。
But this time, Jesus Christ let him struggle to come before him.
那我们也看到这个人的谦卑。
And we see the humility from this person.
他跪下来。
He kneeled down.
他也不敢强求。
And he wasn't very demanding.
这不是说他没有信心。
It's not that he didn't have faith.
而是他很谦卑的说，你如果愿意，你如果愿意怜悯我，就叫我洁净了。
But he was humble and he asked, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
刚才已经讲过了，在谦卑的时候，我们要得到神的动工。
We've mentioned before that when we are humble, we can see the work of God.
41节。
41.
耶稣动了慈心，就伸手摸他，说我肯，你洁净了吧。
Then Jesus moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleaned.
在人尽力之后，就要得着神的动工。
When a human being does everything he could, then the work of God starts to happen.
所以神动工的时候，常常不是我们所可以知道的。
So oftentimes we do not know the timing of God when God will perform His work.
但是从这许多的例子，我们却能够知道如何来得着神的动工。
But from these examples, we know how we can ask for God's work to start.
那我想这个就够我们用了。
And these should be enough for us to.Utilize.
第一个在顺服当中得着神的动工。
First, in obedience, we receive the work of God.
第二个在我们知道谦卑的时候，我们能够得着神的动工。
Second, in humility, we receive the work of God.
第三个在我们尽力之后，我们得着神的动工。
Third, when we do everything in our power, then we see the work of God begin.
但愿我们能够常常的来体验到神的动工。
May we experience the work of God.
因为我们已经知道了如何得着神的动工。
Because we know how to ask for the work of God to abide with us.
我们一起唱诗164首。
Let's sing hymn 162.
164.
164, sorry.
坐。
Please be seated.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
We will make our concluding prayer.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们啊，让我们能够过着顺服的生活。
We ask God to help us so that we can lead a life of obedience.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们拿掉我们的自意、骄傲啊，让我们能够在他在人的面前都是谦卑的。
We ask God to take away our pride and our self-righteousness so that we can be humble in front of God and in front of men.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们，有很多事情我们虽然不知道啊，但是让我们都能够凡事都尽我们的力量。
We ask God to help us so that even though there are a lot of things we don't know, we try to do our best in every situation.
因为无论是我们的个人、家庭、教会，我们都需要神的动工。
Because whether it's in our individual, our family, our church, we need the work of God.
请我们继续为教会婚社的工作来祷告。
Let us continue to pray for branching out.
我们也为下个安息日10月4号在伯恩教会有这个和撒那的布道聚会，我们也为这件事情祷告。
And on October 4th, there will be a Hosanna event here in church, so let us pray for that as well.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.